Track 4, Visually Impaired News and Visually Impaired Tip of the Week. New Braille and large print guides available at Warwick Museum. A museum in Warwick now has Braille and large print information guides available for visitors. Heritage and Culture Warwickshire, HCW, has worked with Royal National Institution of Blind People, RNIB, to produce Braille and large print museum guides. This was supported by Guide Dogs for the Blind. Warwickshire Vision Support, Coventry Macular Society and Coventry Resource Centre for the Blind. The guide provides information about the museum's history, access facilities, galleries and interactive activities, along with plans of the ground and first floors and images of some of the important displayed objects. Each image is accompanied by historical information and a detailed description of the object. Large print labels are also a feature of the guide. Sue King, RNIB's Tactile Images and Maps consultant, said, "I worked with Market Hall Museum over several months to help them make their museum more interesting and accessible to people with sight loss. The new tactile and large print guides with supporting images are an important museum resource for people with sight loss. These guides will provide a unique experience to interact with objects and information that we would not normally have access to." John Radley, curator of natural sciences, said, "Our displays and their interpretation are designed to be as accessible as they can be for all visitors. Our traditional interpretation is augmented by digital labels throughout the galleries, which provide better visibility and access for people with visual impairment. Tactile interactive installations can also be found in the galleries, enhancing the visitor's experience." Victoria Goodall Barber, Visitor Services and Operations Officer, said, "Our volunteer team are committed to ensuring that the Market Hall Museum is accessible to all our visitors. We offer free guided tours and we have volunteers who are trained in supporting visitors with visual impairment. We can also offer pre-booked tours in French and sign-supported English. Training scheme launches to boost opportunities for visually impaired creatives. A new training programme has been launched for visually impaired creatives, aimed at addressing the lack of accessible routes into theatre. Pathways is a four-year-long programme led by Extant, a company led by visually impaired artists. It incorporates three strands, with the first being a training programme for about 10 visually impaired people every year. The first year of the scheme will focus on performers, with subsequent years to include writers and directors. 8 actors have been selected for the first cohort, which will involve monthly workshops focusing on craft, drama school applications and industry-related topics, as well as mentoring sessions, culminating in a showcase performance at RADA in London on April the 3rd, 2019. The second strand of Pathways will be the provision of visually impaired awareness training for theatre companies and training organisations to help them understand how they can work with visually impaired artists. Strand 3 of Pathways will be a series of roundtable discussions with industry figures, with the aim of improving access for visually impaired artists. In addition, extant plans to release findings on the accessibility of mainstream training opportunities for visually impaired people. Artistic Director and Chief Executive of Extant, Maria Oshodi, said, "There is a lack of outreach to visually impaired people applying for professional training from institutions, as well as a lack of support and accessibility for visually impaired people in the application process. There is also an issue of visually impaired actors auditioning for visually impaired characters, but these roles then going to non-disabled actors, which leads to a lack of role models in the profession, sending out a message to visually impaired people that it can't be done. Through Pathways, we hope to debunk some of the myths that foster fear among theatre professionals unused to working with visually impaired people." Pathways has received funding from Arts Council England, the Leather Sellers Company and the Thomas Pocklington Trust, as well as support from the Academy of Live and Recorded Arts, Guildhall School of Music and Drama, RADA and Royal Central School of Speech and Drama. Visually Impaired Tip of the Week. This week's Visually Impaired Tip of the Week is all about adapting your home if you're living with sight loss or partial sight. Tip 1. Colour contrast. Contrasting colour highlights differences between things, making it easy for you to distinguish between them. Some examples of where you can use contrasting colour include having floors, walls and ceilings different colours, or painting door frames a different colour to the doors. Tip 2. Lighting. Simple improvements in lighting or changing where lights are in rooms can help you traverse your home more easily. You might want to increase the brightness of bulbs in precarious places, such as stairs, the kitchen, and bathrooms. Tip 3. Interior design. A few choice selections can help make sure you get great adaptations for your home, such as having a border around the edge of each room, can help you distinguish between walls and the floor. If you have any objects with sharp corners or edges around your homes, ensure you cover them with padding. Tip 4. Electrical items. Electrical appliances can be fiddly to use, but there are things you can do to make them easier to use, such as colour contrast to switches. For example, have light switches a different colour from the walls. This can simply be a piece of coloured tape around the switch. You can also use bump-on, that's markers that you can attach to things, to help you distinguish between control buttons and knobs, making them easier to see and feel. If you're not sure about how to use tools, please seek advice from an expert.